Ross. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. TikTok's shut down in the U.S. The popular video sharing app has been removed from the Apple App Store, a U.S. ban taking effect Sunday because TikTok's Chinese owners failed to sell it to an American operator. If you have the TikTok app, a message says that it is temporarily unavailable. The message says, "We are fortunate that President Trump has indicated that he will work with us on a solution to reinstate TikTok." Mr. Trump's comments have been favorable, but have not made a firm commitment. A platform is being built inside the Capitol Rotunda after the last-minute decision to move the inauguration ceremonies Monday indoors because the wind chill will be in the single digits, affecting tens of millions Sunday, says ABC News forecaster Jeff Smith.
It's going to be snowy along the entire I-95 corridor, maybe starting as a little bit of a mix right along the coast and then going over to accumulating snow by later in the day.
The Israeli-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza is scheduled to take place Sunday. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory remains in effect. Mostly sunny skies today. Highs around zero or just barely above that. But wind chills down around 25 below thanks to a gusty northwest wind. Tonight, partly cloudy skies nearing 10 below zero.
Right now, it's 5 below. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
At Kreitlow.
On Monday morning, the return of Dr. Kristen Lierley from some faraway island. And a president gets inaugurated too, I guess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars. From our home studio here at Radio Park in Racine, 3 degrees. But wait. Wait for what? Well, the skies are getting lighter. Daylight is more prevalent than it was a week or two or three ago. There's that. And not much more, except January is almost over. Come on, you say, I've seen January's much worse. Well, I've seen them a lot better, too. I remember in 2017, February 1st, 75 degrees here. So you never know. Well, enough on that anyway. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the stars spins out till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're across the entire planet, and that address, civicmedia.us. No space. We'll be on till high noon Central Time with some surprises. Coming up, songs about the ladies. So thanks for joining us right here on the Music of the Star. Jenkins with Francis Albert Sinatra. It's our torch hour. There, I feel warmer already.
I know there were
100 ways to tell her I loved her. It's funny how they're all so clear today. And when her face was burning with sadness and yearning, I don't know why I turned my eyes away, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you would play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game. The room was so alive with all her feelings and longings. I saw the spark of danger in her eyes. Well, how would it have hurt me if I'd turned back and held her? A moment passes, something lovely dies, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you'd play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game.
Don Costa helped write that. Don Costa. And here's something from Phil Harris, actor, bandleader, husband of Alice Faye. Second guessing.
You were Boston, I was Vegas. You were Crepe Suzette, I was pie. You were lectures, I was moving. But I loved you. You were Mozart, I was Basie. You were afternoon tea, I was saloon. You were Junior League, I was Dodgers. But I loved you morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still, I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter war if I had kissed you more. You were polo, I was racetrack. You were museums, I was TV. You did your best to change me, though you never knew quite how. But I loved you almost as much as I do now.
Yeah, that's Tutti Camerata at Sunset Sound with Gordon Jenkins and Phil Harris. And here's Julie in London, the music of the stars.
So I walk a little too fast, and I drive a little too fast, and I'm reckless, it's true, but what else can you do at the end of a love affair? So I talk a little too much, and I laugh a little too much, and my voice is too loud when I'm out in the crowd, so that people are apt to stare. Do they know, do they care that it's only that I'm lonely and low as can be? And the smile on my face isn't really a smile at all. So I smoke a little too much, and I joke a little too much, and the tunes I request are not always the best, but the ones where the trumpets blare. So I go at a maddening pace, and I pretend that it's taking his place. But what else can you do at the end of a love affair?
Music of the Stars, Julie London, and Jimmy Roselli.
So you ran into my former fiancée. You saw her dancing last night in some cafe. Gee, I haven't seen her since a year ago. And there are so many things I'm dying to know. How did she look?
Did she seem happy? While they were dancing, did he whisper sweet things in her ear? And tell me, did she seem to welcome his attention? Did he appear to be sincere? What was he like? Was he good looking? And was there a smile upon her face? Or did she look bored? Not that I really care. I know our love affair can never be. But how did she look? And did she ask about me? Cigarette, was he attentive? Did he appear to be sincere? What was he like? Was he good looking? And was there a smile upon her face? Or did she look bored? Not that I really care. I know our love could never be. But how did she look? And did she ask about me? And did she ask about me?
Great artist, Jimmy Roselli.
Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment that he needed me, if he walked into my life today. Were his days a little dull? Were his nights a little wild? Did I overstate my plan? If he walked into my life today, would I blame the times I pampered him, or blame the times I bossed him? What a shame I never really found. Were the years a little fast? Was his world a little free? Was there too much of a crowd? All too lush and loud? If he walked into my life today.
Edie Gourmet, they don't get any better. Love Gone Wrong with Jack Webb. Nat Cole had a hit on this, too.
I had trouble finding sleep last night, so I thought about Marie. I grew tired of counting sheep last night, and I thought about Marie. Our love affair had to struggle for existence, and many were the fights we had. But as I look back upon it from a distance, it wasn't too bad. Though she told me we would meet again, when the rivers all run dry. And I told her I would see her when there was snow in mid-July. Still, your pride looks small at midnight, and I'm tired of being alone. So I thought about Marie and reached for the phone.
Gordon Jenkins wrote that. Here's the Nat Cole version.
Better face the facts, old buddy, and be prepared to take the blow. You don't have to sit and study. It's something anyone should know. Shake hands, get your hat, and go. You can praise her eyes and adore her hair, but if love ain't there, it ain't there. And you can walk her home in the warm spring air, but if love ain't there, it ain't there. And you can look with a longing in your look and try every method in the book and worship the smile that kind of took you unaware, and you can weep and sigh. You can say unfair. You can almost die of despair. But if love ain't there, it ain't there.
Nat Cole, 1962. Bobby Darin.
There must be a place where love has gone. A bright, shiny world, somewhere where love has gone. Where dreams and desires as cold as yesterday's fires start to blaze anew. There must be a star gleaming in space that doesn't grow dim with each last embrace. They say love's gone when it goes, and I'm naive, I suppose. There may not be such a place, there may not be such a star, but still my fool of a heart just leads me on. It wants to be there, there with you. That bright and shiny world where love has gone, to that gone forever world where love has gone.
Boy, we lost Bobby too soon. Is there ever a proper time? Jack Jones has a few of the really soapy torch songs, but right now the torch is burning. Is there hope for a brighter day? Come on. It's all music. It's all it is. Just lyrics.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger, if I heard the bells and the banjos ring, if two certain eyes with the look of danger smiled a welcome warm as spring. If the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her walk through the door. This is the one you've been waiting for. Oh, yes, I know. However wild it seems, you know I know. And I'd whisper, take my hand, proper stranger. Don't go through life as a stranger, for I'm a poor, proper stranger too.
Elmer Bernstein wrote that. 1963, Natalie Wood and Steve McQueen, Herschel Bernardi. Tom Bosley, good picture. The music of the stars. the great music of Ralph Carmichael with a really torchy, sad song. Are you ready? It's Jack Jones.
Remember, why must I remember? Why can't I simply close my eyes and go to sleep and make her disappear? Why must I always hear? Dio, como ti amo. I still can hear her say, oh God, how much I love you. Yet I walked away. The wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. She stood there in the night and tried to keep from crying. What could I have told her? What could I say or do? When love has lost its meaning, it's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting to hold me in her arms in endless celebrating. But that was long ago, and many loves had I, but only one was real, and that I let slip by. Dio, come to you. Those were the words she said. Oh God, how much I love you. It runs through my head. I know it's much too late, but I go right on praying to have her back again, so she could hear me say, Dio, como ti amo. God, how much I love you.
Domenico Modugno was that. How did it all go wrong?
You're so late getting home from the office. Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a dry martini? As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you. For to tell you the truth, I've had quite a day to guess who I saw today, my dear. I went in town to shop around for something new, and thought I'd stop and have a bite when I was through. I looked around for some place near, and it occurred to me where I had parked the car. I'd seen a most attractive French cafe and bar.
heart's holiday, my dear. The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner, and when my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, I saw two people at the bar who were so much in love that even I could spot it clear across the room. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I've never been so shocked before. I headed blindly for the door. They didn't see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? I saw you.
That's pretty heavy, isn't it? New Faces of 1952. And Julie London, Mrs. Jack Webb at the time. I remember a similar story like that. Well, I was watching television one time, and somebody had some songs from New Faces of 1952, and I heard that. I think that's really heavy. But there's a similar story about a guy sitting in a nightclub in a dark corner talking to a lady, and his significant other walked in and left the poor guy. Turned out the lady he was with is a car salesman. He was negotiating the purchase of a new car as a gift. I don't know if that's a true story. Come on, it's only music. Or you say you know somebody who... This is Eric Coates. 3 degrees above at our studio right now. I'm Lou Regani in the Music of the Stars. Oh, after the CBS News in hour two, we'll sing some songs to the ladies using the ladies' names. We're on till high noon. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'd like to welcome all our stations, all our affiliates. WAUK Waukesha 540 and 101.1. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320, 97.5. Oshkosh WISS at 1100. 98.3. Good morning, Green Bay. 1590 at WGBW. 97.9. And Eau Claire at WCFW. 93.5 FM. Good morning, La Crosse. WLCX. 1490. Madison, WMDX, 1580, 92.7. Edie Gourmet again. Music of the Stars. Nat Cole. And Gordon Jenkins as well. Stand by for news. The real news.
Better face the facts, old buddy, and be prepared to take the blow. You don't have to sit and study. It's something anyone should know. Shake hands,
get your hat and go. You can praise her eyes and adore her hair, but if love ain't there, it ain't there. And you can walk her home in the warm spring air, but if love ain't there, it ain't there. And you can look with a longing in your look and try every method in the book and worship the smile that kind of took you unaware. And you can weep and sigh, you can say unfair, you can almost die of despair. But if love ain't there, it ain't there.
Stand by for news on the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I think we ought to both take one whack at one, and we know.
Yeah.
Don't cry, go. Let her go. Let her go, let her go.
You want a boy?
Don't cry, Joe. Let her go, let her go, let her go.
Now you've got to realize that this here's the wind-up. You're gonna feel much better once you've made your mind up. So don't cry, Joe. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, it gets lighter in a moment. Songs about ladies. And maybe a few rare ones, too. Well, come on, you know them all, don't you? Oh, you don't? Join the club. Music of the Stars and the Civic Media Radio Network. Around the world.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. After a three-hour delay, the ceasefire has gone into effect between Israel and Hamas. ABC's Jordana Miller's in Jerusalem.
Gazans celebrating, filling the streets without fear for their safety. Aid trucks already rolling in. Here in Israel, everyone anxiously waiting for Hamas to free three young female hostages later today. Doron Steinbrecher, Emily Damari, and Romy Gonen have spent 470 days in captivity.
TikTok's now unavailable in the U.S. The law banning the popular app, unless it's sold by its Chinese parent company, went into effect at midnight. President-elect Donald Trump told ABC he's likely going to give TikTok a 90-day extension when he's sworn in Monday, but it's not clear how he can do that. He's in Washington, D.C. ahead of his inauguration. It's President Biden's last day as president. Another act of clemency, he's issued more pardons, including black activist Marcus Garvey. This is ABC News.